failure. You have failed in every government service you have initiated with enthusiasm while overspending our tax dollars. And now you want Americans to believe you can be trusted with a government-run health care system called Obamacare? We are broke. In the last several decades, we have provided foreign aid to many countries, some not even our friends. America, a country where we have homeless without shelter, children going to bed hungry, elderly going without needed medications, and mentally ill without treatment, etc. If all of the foregoing information is indeed true, we Americans must vote in more competent leaders with more compassion for our own needy. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Thank you, Kay, and thank you for keeping it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Monday, March 5th, 2012. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with traffic at the Fishhook. Traffic there moving both northbound and southbound at or close to the limit. Out in the Hollister-Gilroy area, northbound 101 near Rocks Road, CHP just reporting a traffic hazard about 5 minutes ago. Looks like we have a couple of people out there on the side of the road, most likely hitchhiking. On the far side of the hill, things looking good, certainly on Highway 17, 280, 880, and 85, all looking good as well. Your KSCO weather forecast for tonight is for a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m., along with mostly cloudy conditions and lows around 45 degrees. 50% chance of showers for tomorrow with daytime highs around 59 degrees. Your boaters forecast for today, northwest winds 10 knots, becoming west 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet, becoming 3 to 4 feet later this afternoon. Patchy dense fog should also be expected this evening. Outside KSCO Studios, it's currently 69 degrees. The time is now 1:08. Coming up next on KSEO and KSEO.com, hour number two of KSEO presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
And now, KSEO presents Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
And yes, indeed, here we go for the second hour of KSCO Presents. I'm Bill Wattenberg, your host. You're the stars of this program. Come along, load up the switchboard. Beginning to move here already, but you should be on here, ready to go. 831-479-1080. And all you folks up in the South Bay, Silicon Valley, a good part of the great Bay Area, you're listening to this strong signal up there. You're sending me emails. Come along and join in on the air here. So many of you tell me, gee, you miss talk radio the way it used to be in the Bay Area. Well, here's where it is right now, right here. Strong signal from AM 1080 right over top of your head, all the entire area. All right, we continue with, well, no, first of all, one other thing. I fully expected to have all sorts of irate women on this program calling in over the nasties that Rush Limbaugh dropped yesterday and the day before, and then profusely apologized to today, if you want to consider it sincere. So far, no women. Now, you know what's consistent with that? Over the years in talk radio, I noticed when you get into the topics of sexuality, abortion, contraceptives, anything of that nature, typically, it's the men who pretend to run the show, not the women. I mean, women just seem to say, you know, what's the big deal? We understand this. We know what we want to do. What are you worrying about? Well, we need to hear from more women now. Come on. 831-479-1080. Tell me what you think about the situation, what the lady said about getting free contraceptives, why it was ruining her sex life, what Limbaugh called her, which was pretty crude. And more than that, people who are threatening to boycott radio stations that carry the Limbaugh's program because of what he said. Like this one, many. Many, I mean, I've seen six emails. And you'd think they represented 600,000 out there from the way they pose their words and express their indignation. But from what I've heard here on the air so far, I'm beginning to think they're about the only six out there who are really going to boycott anybody. Maybe Michael Swerling didn't need to do anything, huh? Well, where are you? Okay, now we'll pick up Roger in Scotts Valley. You're on KSCO first up this hour. Let's go.
Hi, Bill. I've heard you many times on the radio on another station, and I'd like to hear how you would compare this to other incidents that have happened on the radio in the past.
Well, such as other incidents, there have been millions of them.
Okay, I'll tell you one. There was a couple years ago at the San Francisco radio station. You know well, there was somebody who said on the air that he wants Joe the Plumber dead.
Oh, well, hey, you didn't hear any outcry or indignation from the liberals over that, did you?
Well, he's still on the radio up there.
I have to correct you. He was fired for 2 years. Then they brought him back. That's entirely their business. I happened to have been one that expressed the opinion immediately. Unfortunately, I did it in writing to the management, still in the files, that I don't think anybody should be fired, no matter what they say. Now, it was a goof-up that he said something fairly crude, although I have to admit I've slipped and said things like that in the past. I got to the kill button quicker. But he said something that slipped by because the sleepy engineer didn't hit the kill button. I mean, he didn't turn his mic off is what it amounted to during a news break. And so the guy, the talk show host, was walking away with his mic still alive, and he says blankety blank about Joe the Plumber. Well, he did get fired for that. And I happen to have disagreed that that was appropriate. That's all.
Well, but he's on the air now.
He's on the air now. So what?
And I don't. I don't hear people complaining about it. I mean, it seems to me what he did was much worse than what Joe.
No, but the problem is, there's a clear difference. The target of his nasty remarks happened to have been a Republican. See? The difference is the target of Limbaugh's nasty remarks happened to have been a liberal shill or Democratic shill. She was in there testifying with a clear message to portray the Republicans as being evil for not going along with what she wanted. And, you know, I'm not really impressed by the whole damn issue to begin with, but the truth is what I just told you. She was a political shill in there for the purpose of setting somebody up. And, boy, she laid a great trap for Limbaugh. He fell right in it. Hey.
Well, yeah, I think you're completely right about that. And I hear people complain constantly on the news about how the criticism of Obama is so harsh and so extreme and like we've never heard before. And I just wonder why these people don't remember George W. Bush just a few years ago.
Well, hey, look, it's so clear you can cut it with a butcher knife. I mean, with a butter knife. It's very simple. How many years, can you imagine how many years I was on talk radio on the West Coast out of a San Francisco, big San Francisco station, surrounded by those who call themselves liberals all the time? It's very clear. If you call yourself a liberal, you can poke your finger in the soft spot of babies' heads and come out with a dripping finger and say, oh, well, that's my right to free speech. Yeah. But if you're on the other side of the political spectrum and you dare say anything that can be misinterpreted or taken as derogatory, you are evil. It's the old axiom I used to have, and I used to tease a lot of politicians. If you're of a certain political persuasion, you can break wind in an elevator full of church ladies, and they'll all be told, this is the wisdom of the liberal culture. Now breathe deeply and feel blessed. Okay.
Well, Bill, I think you're completely right about that, and I'm glad that you're still on the air, and I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you for calling KSCO. All right, almost said the old one there, man. All right, let's see where we move on to here. Thanks for calling. We have Mike. Where are you, Mike? You're on KSCO right now.
I'm over in the South Hapuedes district of Santa Cruz County.
Which district?
South Hapuedes. It's out by the fairgrounds.
Okay, I know where you are. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just wanted to say I would wake up in the middle of the night once in a while and hear you, and I was absolutely astounded at some of the things you said and some of the things that you've said. You're doing a good job. We sure appreciate having you here.
Well, thank you.
I know you, I'm sure you probably don't know him, but it would be interesting one time to have Bill Graff's father and you on at the same time to talk politics and really let us know what's going on. Because he told me 14 years ago about Israel having one of the largest natural gas and petroleum offshore out there. And he told me about the Bush dynasty, and he's told me about a lot of stuff. He's a very, very intelligent person.
Well, sounds like a good suggestion.
I think that would be a great show.
All righty. Well, I'll talk to him about it a little bit, and we'll explore that. Hey, appreciate your calling, and thanks for the compliment.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care. Larry in Scotts Valley, you're on KSCO 1080.
Yes, Larry in Scotts Valley, Dr. Wattner. I heard Lou Dobbs a couple of nights ago on Fox. He was talking about the fact that the reason gas is so high is because from our own refineries, we are exporting it now to foreign countries. Is there any chance of making an export tariff on that?
Well, first of all, he doesn't understand what's happening. I'm sorry.
Well, please.
Let me explain to you. It's very straightforward.
Thank you.
Okay, our refineries in this country have extra capacity now, all right?
Yes.
Now, in other words, they're supplying what we need. The demand in the United States has dropped substantially, or a good amount, to where we're importing less oil from overseas. And our refineries are easily capable of supplying all the distilled products we need, gasoline, diesel, what have you. Now, if you had a company that makes automobiles, all right, and you make all the cars that this country needs, and yet you find out that Germany or Japan wants some cars, would you see anything wrong in making some cars for them?
No,
I'm trying to take you step by step. Now just hold a second, and then I'll take your comment. All right, now you understand what I mean. It turns out our refineries have the extra capacity. So they have been buying on the world market more crude oil, distilling it, and turning around and sending it back to countries that want it, particularly South America. Actually, to be accurate, about 117,000 gallons a day. Okay, 117,000 barrels a day equivalent of distilled gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Okay? Has nothing to do with our domestic supply. They're not selling something that could be kept here and help matters here in any way. That's where Lou Dobbs and others are mistaken.
And you would think a man of his position and ability to assess and the crew he's got to get it right. You think you would think that,
but it seems at first glimpse so obvious. Gee, they're sending gasoline overseas. They could keep the gasoline here, and then we'd have more, and the price would come down. No, unfortunately, that's not the case. They didn't use crude oil that we have here to make gasoline for another country. They bought crude oil out on the open market in addition to what we use here and made the distilled products, you see.
Okay, thank
now,
you.
Now, let me give you another example to clarify things. A lot of people were aghast years ago when they found out that our Alaskan pipeline, our Alaskan oil, some of it was being sent to Japan at a time when gasoline prices were going higher. And people were just irate. How can we give our oil to Japan? But they don't stop to think that oil is oil is oil, no matter where you get it. See? And if it costs you, what, $10 a barrel to ship oil from Alaska down to Los Angeles area, which is where it was going. And it only cost $5 a barrel to get oil from Mexico. Which one would you do? I mean, in shipping costs.
You
get it from Mexico, don't you?
Yes.
Because oil is oil is oil. So we sold the oil to Japan, which was closer, saved transportation costs. We made money because of the less transportation costs, and took that money and turned around and bought the same oil from Mexico and saved money. That's all that was about, saving money. See?
Yeah. You know, no. the suspicion comes because the minute they say there might be a problem in the Middle East, the very next day it starts to impact gas prices, and that they've got a supply on hand they've already paid for at a certain lot price. It couldn't possibly affect gas that much.
Yes, but the point is, again, you have to understand the dynamics. It's always a question of projecting future costs, all right? I believe they do, Dingus, in raising gas prices today, when the price of oil that's going to be delivered a month from now is all that's involved. Yes, I agree with you there. They get us going, coming and going, all right?
Yes, they do.
But, again, the dynamics of oil. Oil is one big bucket in the world. And, we're not buying it from Saudi Arabia or buying it from Nigeria. We're buying it from the bucket. And all the suppliers put oil in the bucket. But the truth is, the Middle East can turn the faucet on or off. They could drop the price to $2 tomorrow if they wanted to by delivering more oil. And when you hear the president say, we can't change anything by drilling, that is probably one of the dumbest things his advisors ever told him to say. It's going to come back, I'll tell you, time and again in this campaign.
And that creates some suspicion when he says things.
Well,
like that.
Yeah, but here's what's...
He overlies into other things like I'm asking.
Well, here's what's dumb about it. Hey, everything you use, drive to work today, tomorrow, comes from drilling. To say you can't get more oil by drilling is crazy. And here are the dynamics. The world is using about 92 million barrels of oil a day. I've forgotten the figure exactly. But any time that there's a surplus of even as little as a half a million barrels, the price goes way down. What do you do if you have a half a million barrels of oil and there's nobody to use it? You don't just sit there and store it every day in a tank somewhere, do you?
No.
You start dropping the price to get somebody to buy it. Well, the Middle East alone has the ability to dump another 5 million barrels every day into the world supply, and the market would come way down. The United States has dozens of places if we drill. We could produce another half a million barrels a day. And for the president to say something so incredibly stupid, to believe it, he's a bright guy. But this is what his advisors are telling him to say, what they're scripting for him to put on the teleprompter. Then he stands up there and says it. Drill, drill, drill's just a bumper sticker. Well, where in the world does he believe the oil's coming from around the world that we're buying and have to go to work to keep our economy going? See?
Thank you for the walkthrough.
Well, that's the overall picture that bothers me. I hope it helps you a little bit there, Larry.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you for calling. All right, your number into the KSCO switchboard. 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. Have a half hour to go here. Pure Talk Radio if you use it, so load up the switchboard. I'll be right back.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I go to That Thoughts Academy, and I learn a lot because Aptos Academy gives you choices and creates fun out of everything. If you want to be a doctor, there's health and science that can teach you how. Whatever your dreams are, Aptos Academy can help make those dreams come true.
Would you like your child to be an enthusiastic learner? The Aptos Academy, where the arts enhance the academics, is an independent preschool through eighth grade school located on a beautiful 5-acre campus just off Highway 1 and San Andreas Road. Dedicated teachers ensure all students' questions or errors are addressed before moving on, and each student can progress forward with confidence on a personalized program. The Aptos Academy, an exceptional school where your child's talents can blossom, is now enrolling. Call 688-1080 for more information. That's 688-1080.
Aptos Academy, where futures are created.
Don't miss our open house Thursday, March 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Aptos Academy.
At Dominican Hospital's Back and Spine Program, patients come first. You'll start with a class taught by experts and see your doctor from start to finish. You'll even be cared for by specially trained nurses. And when you go home, we'll call to see how you're doing. We pay attention to details, just like you do. Get your life back. Learn more at DominicanFacts.com.
And we're back to you on Talk Radio over KSCO Santa Cruz, the powerhouse AM 1080 station covering one of the most important parts of the West Coast in this country. I always enjoyed the callers in the Monterey Bay area, South Bay, Silicon Valley, Santa Cruz, Fremont area, Central Coast. They were really, let's say, the most enjoyable part of it. Total West Coast talk radio audience I had for years there. And now I have a syndicated show around the nation on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. to 11, broadcast over this station, KSCO as well. It's called the Open Line to America. It used to be the Open Line to the West Coast. But nevertheless, I know you're out there, and I'm delighted to talk to you. To come along, fill up this switchboard here and use your talk radio station. 831-479-1080. Mary in Santa Cruz, you're next up here on KSCO. Hello, Mary. Mary.
Yes, can you hear me?
Sure can.
I live in Santa Cruz. I am a nurse, and I work in women's health care, specifically maternity care, and I also work for a government hospital. And I think that all women deserve to be provided with birth control, either from insurance or from the government. And to say that, to question this is based on money, which Rush Limbaugh did, is insane, because to have a baby that has, that a mother does not want to have, first of all, is not a good thing for anybody. And also, to have a baby where the mother is not getting, why should we only pay for prenatal care? And then if the mother has a baby with problems, the government will pay like millions of dollars, literally, for NICU and ICU for the baby. And if there's some kind of developmental problem or birth defect, they'll pay for the baby for the whole childhood. And
Mary, I want to just interject as we go along, comment a few things. I agree with your premise entirely. You've heard me say it. Maybe I've said it maybe 1,000 times. I think women ought to have a right to choose, and I think they ought to have a right to plan their family. But to suggest all of a sudden that without contraceptives, they'll automatically have a deformed baby or one that requires ICU. Now, you know you're way out in left field there. I mean,
No, I didn't say that.
But don't mix the two, because it sounds like you're trying to suggest that denial of contraceptives is going to give you give a mother a deformed baby. That's just not true.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that, okay? I'm sorry if I...
Well, that's the way it came across, but I understand.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that Rush Limbaugh says that the government shouldn't, or even private insurance shouldn't pay for contraceptives, it's not cost effective at all.
I happen to agree with you. If he had kept it to that level, there'd been no problem. It's his opinion. You know, there are people, many who share that opinion, many who don't. The issue is he got off calling the lady names, which were pretty crude, and he's apologized for it. But then beyond that, people have threatened to boycott radio stations, and this one in particular. Turns out probably only about six of them. Hell, I thought there was 60,000 out there.
Well, I will boycott it if he goes on the air.
You'll boycott the station if he's back on the air on this station?
Yes, I will.
Well, then why are you using it for, Mary? I mean, hey, just go away.
Well, I think he's a misogynist.
Well, then fine. But what do you think some people think? There are others who feel what you just said is highly immoral. You want them to boycott you as a person for your opinions? There are people, as you well know, and a vast number of them in this country, in the world, who think what you just said is very sinful and highly immoral. They would sneer at you and not want to have anything to do with you.
I'm a maternity nurse, and I work with a largely Hispanic Catholic.
That's fine, but that doesn't make you. That doesn't make you holier than thou. I'm sorry.
But
if you're going to boycott a station because of someone's opinions on one show that are refuted by others, which you have every opportunity to challenge, and in fact, he's apologized, whether you believe it or not. If you're going to boycott a radio station, you're wasting our time. Okay, but thanks for calling the last time. Okay. Kevin in Monterey, you're on KSCO. I started to say the old station. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Rottenberg, I'm just curious. I watched a documentary, Who Killed the Electric Car, several years ago. Just last week on the radio, I was listening on my way home, and there's a company in the Silicon Valley that's developed a battery that will go 300 miles. And if I'm not mistaken, that's exactly what the Saturn, I believe, EVI would do.
No, you're far from there. You're far from that. It did not go anywhere near 300 miles. The big problem with electric cars has been very simple. Battery technology. First of all, the weight needed for a certain range. If you can get it vastly improve that range and longevity of the batteries, then the electric car is starting to become more practical. The documentary you saw of the conspiracy that killed the electric car, no, there was only one conspiracy. It was the conspiracy of physics, Mother Nature. You can't lie and beat it, you see. And the physics and the Mother Nature physics or influence said the batteries weren't good enough for the performance that people wanted and could expect and could pay for. That's why those cars died. That's all. Not somebody bought them out. Somebody killed them. Yes, indeed.
So there was not the documentary in itself. It was not factual that they.
I believe it was edited for idiots. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm not kidding you. Now look.
Yeah.
Now look. Electric cars make sense. If you can charge the batteries at reasonable cost, in other words, if you can do something you can't do with just regular internal combustion engines, and the cost is reasonable and the range is reasonable. Now, you've heard the Secretary of Energy and others tout new battery technology coming along. Yeah, it'll extend the range, but it isn't going to change the mileage. You still must charge those batteries with the amount of energy necessary to go that many miles, you see. And that energy comes from power plants, most of them filthy coal-burning power plants. They don't even want to mention it, do they?
No.
Now, let me ask you this. If the cost of driving an electric car, if the cost in terms of the fuel that you have to supply somewhere is greater than the cost of driving a regular, highly efficient, modern internal combustion engine car, which one would you take?
Obviously the most efficient.
That's exactly what the American public's doing. That's why they're not buying the Chevy Volt. That's why they're closing down the factory at General Motors as of this week. Okay.
Really? I was not aware of that.
Really. And no conspiracy involved. They sold a sum total of about 1,200 so far this year. They expected 10,000. But Americans are not stupid. Thinking right. consumers who have to get to work, who have to get something value for their money, and even environmentalists who want to minimize the use of fossil fuels, the burning of fossil fuels and creating climate warming, even they understand. And of all things, the Chinese just issued a report 2 weeks ago pointing out that the electric cars, the consumer-level electric cars, not big trucks,
yes.
produce more particulate pollution than the better-designed small internal combustion engine cars of the same or bigger size. Now, what do you think about? What do you think about the government and others pulling your leg and lying to the public and never telling you the full truth? I hope for great breakthroughs, but I'm not going to lie to you and say we have them right now, see?
Okay. Well, I respect your opinion. And,
well,
now,
look, go check the numbers. There's lots of information you'll find online. Go check the numbers of the amount of fuel that has to be burned in a coal-burning power plant to produce the electricity to charge the batteries in the electric car for the miles that it will go. Check, compare the amount of fossil fuel, and then check the amount that you need to put directly into the modern, efficient, small internal combustion engine cars. And by the way, there are many now that are 50 miles per gallon, you know.
Yes.
Well, check it, and then you'll see why they're not selling.
Okay.
And you'll see why the Secretary of Energy is pulling and making a sucker out of the president to get the president to stand up and say, oh, we're going to have a 130-mile-per-gallon equivalent battery pretty soon. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The batteries, which are horribly expensive, only rich people will be able to afford them, by the way. But even they, even though they'll give you greater distance, They don't require less energy to go that distance. You still must fill them from a power plant somewhere burning filthy coal. Eh?
Yeah. Well, I do know we're developing. Well, I hope we're developing cleaner forms of energy on a mass scale every day.
Well, where is it? But again, Kevin, you know, I've been pleading with people, and people are smart. Where is it? If we had it, then it would be fair for the government to deliberately keep the price of gas high and bankrupt 60 million low-income families and kill our economy. But we don't have these miracle alternatives that they promised, and they know they're crushing 60 million middle- to low-income families in this country while we sit on vast resources of oil, natural gas in particular.
Yep.
Now, I'll challenge you. Go to my webpage, drbill.us, drbill.us. You'll see a letter written to Obama, been there for 3 years. 360,000 now have clicked on it and sent it off. It says how the president can bring the price of gas down to $2 next week by using...
By using
our natural gas resources to at least fuel federal vehicles. You don't have to, private vehicles have to make a difference tomorrow. But he can make federal vehicles doing it, and the car companies are now announcing, because of that letter and the increased use of them by private citizens, the car companies, Chrysler and General Motors, have just announced they will start producing multi-fuel vehicles now, as proposed in my letter, that'll run on natural gas and or gasoline or ethanol. See?
Well, that's good news, because the cost of gas is basically killing my family. It's making it very difficult for me to be able to afford to commute to my job. And, you know, all comes down to the bottom line. And I appreciate talking to you. And I got to go back to work to pay for more gas.
But again, keep in mind, why did the president stand up and say nothing could be done about it? There's no silver bullet. You just have to, gas prices just have to be kept high. Why did he say that? When he knows better. He knows better.
Yeah. Well, what I would have to say couldn't be said on the radio, Doctor, so I appreciate your time.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. All right. Yes, indeed. Their line's open for you here on this KSCO switchboard at 831-479-1080. And by the way, what I told you is the truth. It sounds outrageous, But it's just the simple truth. Scientists and engineers everywhere know it. And you know something? The foreign oil suppliers know how stupid we are to not be developing our own resources while we're searching for new fuels. They know they can blackmail us. That's why your government is deliberately keeping the price of oil and gas high. And the president and the secretary of energy said that last week in what they didn't say. In other words, the rest of the truth that they know and you should be hearing. I'll be right back.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
The following is a statement of KSCO position on the current Rush Limbaugh controversy. Here is KSCO owner Michael Zwirling.
Some say the 2012 election will be one of the most important elections in American history. If such is the case, and we believe it to be so, we can all expect to live through a year of full-scale, unrestricted political warfare. Our goal at KSCO Radio is to provide a battleground upon which we can all work out which direction we want the nation to go. In this capacity, we expect a year of rough-and-tumble political wrangling on our airwaves, with no restraints expected and none being offered. To serve you, KSCO will keep its airwaves open to all opinions, whether we happen to agree with them or not, as we have always done. We will ask all to be respectful when representing their positions on our airwaves, and we expect this to be a difficult job, as it has already proving to be. Last week, our syndicated host, Rush Limbaugh, made what we believe to be a serious mistake by calling a political operative for the other side a reprehensible name or two. KSCO does not condone Rush's name-calling and will not tolerate such behavior. To demonstrate our resolve, we will remove all our local advertiser commercials from his program until such time as we believe he can behave himself. If he can't behave himself, we will consider more drastic actions. On the other hand, KSCO will not succumb to those who wish us to censor Rush by breaking our contract with him and canceling his show. Again, KSCO's job is to provide the battleground upon which all can compete this election year, and we will do our best to do just that.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay Area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Rita Chick, CEO of the Santa Cruz County Chapter of the American Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year and 70 similar disasters in Santa Cruz County. A lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey County Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you.
All right, we're back to you on KSCO. And say, I want to tell you about a very special place. Well, a very special situation. For many, many years, I've cautioned folks, be prepared for a disaster, whether it's an earthquake here, a hurricane somewhere else, or heaven forbid some terrorists ever detonate a crude weapon in one of our seaports, which is very serious business. Be prepared to take care of yourself at home. Well, if you talk to folks who've been through such disasters, they'll tell you one of the things they missed at night, two things they missed the most at night, communication and light. No power when everything's gone, batteries are dead, you're there alone, isolated, can't see where you're going. The Sea Crane Company in Fortuna, California, a long time ago, solved this problem. And I'll tell you about it. They produced a radio, a great AM-FM radio, but it has a hand crank in it. So when there's no batteries, there's no solar power, nothing, you can crank it for a short period of time, and this radio operates for another half hour. And more than that, it has an LED flashlight built right into the face of it. So you have communication and light to move around in that emergency, and you're going to be very, very sorry if you don't. Now, the good part, it's less than $50. $49.95 for what they call the Solar Observer Radio. It means it can be charged in the daytime with solar panels, what have you. Call the Sea Crane Company at 1-800-522-8863. 800-522-8863. You need one of these in your home, and if you send one to a friend and they ever need it, they'll never forget you. And by the way, if you want something special for that special person, log on to ccradio.com, their website, ccradio.com, and see their hundreds of amazing products, the world's greatest radios and lighting products as well. The Sea Crane Company, 800-522-8863. Now, let's get on with some talk radio here. Jack and Salinas, you're on KSCO.
Hello. I kind of put two and two together here, and I was listening to the fellow earlier about thermal energy, and this fellow now about the electric car. And I think the answer is to try to increase the efficiency in the automobile. And I think that the current hybrid electric vehicles do a pretty good job of that, because you get a lot of the energy from the kinetic movement, yes, of the car, and you're able to transmit that back into, yeah, and reuse it.
Yes. Let me interject something. For 25 years, I've tried to tell the so-called environmental gurus that the hybrid electric cars were the best design combination for maximum efficiency, and really, truly, the very best that the best engineers in the world will tell you, would be small diesel, turbo diesel engines driving the electric motors in a hybrid combination. Yes, indeed. And there's no question about it. But all the hype over pure electric cars, there's a lot of fraud involved in it. I'm sorry. That's all.
Yeah, I'm currently driving a hybrid electric, and I'm real happy. I get 40 on the summer gas. I get 48 miles to the gallon. I get about 43 on the winter gas. And the only issue I think is with them is the battery life. But I think as more people buy them and use them, the price.
Yeah, yeah. But again, now look, time is short. Let me give you some facts there. I was concerned in the early days too. The truth is, actual performance has shown these batteries are lasting 10,000 miles or more, and even if they cost $3,000 or $4,000 to replace, amortized over 10 years, they're in the same category as wear and tear on tires and batteries and fan belts and things.
Well, I have 90,000 on mine right now.
Well, then you're doing very well. But let me. I know. Look, it's great, but let me give you one other thing to think about. Right. However, car companies and engineering have producing cars now of just plain internal combustion engines, no hybrid electric, that are competing in every way in mileage, performance, and cost. So it's not that big a difference.
No.
But it is good. It is nice, and you are saving some energy. So.
But the point about the diesel is great, because I tell you what, I had a Jetta TDI that got 50 miles to the gallon, and it was
yes.
a regular engine.
Well,
now,
that's
if you put one of those engines in. You put one of those engines in with a hybrid electric system, you'd be getting close to 100 miles to the gallon.
No, actually, it's well known what you'd be getting. You would actually boost the average to about 62 from 50. But it's still significant. So you're absolutely right. But listen to all the hype of telling the country, we're going to get you electric cars, so to hell, you know, let gas prices go sky high. That is a cruel, vulgar fraud. And
well,
good scientists and engineers know that. That's what my main message is.
How about diesel electric for transportation, like for shipping? You know.
Trucks, look. Hey, but it's already developed to a tremendous degree. You just have to go look at it. Diesel
right.
electric is what you have in your locomotives. You have a lot of ships as well. So,
right.
Hey, good point, and thanks for calling here. I'm going to try to get a few more in here before the end of this show. And by the way, I have to tell you again, oh, I thought I had two more. Well, you time for one more of you. 831-479-1080. And now, Helen in Pacific Grove, you're on KSCO. Hello, Helen, are you with us? Gee, I thought
hello?
We punched. Yeah,
hello?
there we have you.
Hello,
there,
hello.
There we have you.
Hi. You know, I'm irate. I'm calling as one of your irate, but for a different reason, because I just am furious at the guff they're giving Limbaugh. If anybody had listened to him, I've listened to him for ages and ages and ages, many, many years. And anybody that listens to him on a continuing basis is going to understand what he does. And if you are at a congressional meeting pleading for $3,000 so that you, a year, or not a year, pardon me, but during your law school years, for money, what else would you call her?
Hmm. Good point.
I mean, I just really feel like...
No, wait a minute. Just pleading for $3,000 a year without saying what it is. You meant if she's pleading for this for contraceptives, you'd call her.
Yeah,
this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. She's pleading for $3,000. She says it costs her $3,000 a year. I mean, not a year. I'm sorry, not a year. Every, you know, the whole time she's in law school, which is 3 years, I'm assuming.
Okay. All right.
And you know, I mean, you figure if you want $3,000 a year to have sex, then you're a prostitute.
No, well, okay, that's your opinion. You're going to get flack just like Limbaugh. personally, I believe he really went over the top.
I agree.
For the
comments
that he made, he's apologized for it. But
agree absolutely. I don't mean to say that I enjoy hearing him talk like that.
All right, but Helen, hold time short here. I want to get you back to one point. You know, I started this program. The real issue is this: people writing saying we're going to boycott your radio station if you don't get rid of Russ Limbaugh. We're going to boycott all your advertisers. Owner of the station, Michael Swerling, actually went to the point, you've heard his editorials, saying, yes, we'll remove the local advertising from Limbaugh's show so that no one will be offended there. I think it's, frankly, from what I'm seeing, panning out to be a big overreaction. I don't think he had to do that. Here, look what's happened. I expected for 2 hours, the lines have been open here, for all the irate protesters and the boycotters to come in here. And I'm now pretty well convinced maybe the six emails we got represent the sum total of six of them are going to boycott somebody, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I
and
can't...
I really,
where are the rest of them? Huh?
Well, I think most of them are liberals, and they're not going to call.
Well, why not?
Hey. I mean, anybody that's irate at this point... After knowing what's happened and how after the apology, is a liberal.
Well, okay.
And I don't like it.
But Helen, you know the problem is for many, many years in talk radio, because I believe in women's right to choose. Gays ought to be able to do anything they want. Other people can do. People call me a liberal. And yet I turn around.
No, because I agree with you, and I am a conservative.
Well,
I absolutely agree with you, but I do not want to pay. I don't want to pay for it.
All right. Well, I hear you. Hey, hear your opinion. I just think this is much ado about nothing. All these threats are going to boycott a radio station and intimidate advertisers. It's telling me that the vast majority of thinking people know how to deal with other people's opinions. without recrimination and violating their right to free speech. And that's pretty healthy. And thank you for calling, Helen.
All right, bye.
Richard Carmel, we get you in here on KSCO. Hey, Richard, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Richard. If President Obama is so brilliant, so smart, why does he have such a failed energy policy?
Well, the truth is he has advisors who have taken him in completely. He believes everything they tell him, and they have told him some of the most incredibly stupid things you can think of. Last week they had him standing up saying, oh, well, drill, drill, drill is just a bumper sticker. You can't get any oil by drilling. How in the world does he think our economy is fueled, huh?
Well, he thinks just like Sam Farr, for God's sakes. These people are like two peas in a pod. They get $70 billion a year to the Middle East, who are certainly not our best friends, $70 billion. He stops the Keystone Pipeline. He has he gives investment tax credits to the Volt, which is basically a dead automobile.
Well, that's interesting. The estimate now is that each Volt car that will be made before they stop it completely will have cost the taxpayers $270,000 in subsidies.
I'm glad you're saying the taxpayers, because it's not the government. Everybody refers to the government.
Yeah, no.
Government is the taxpayer.
You're absolutely right. Oh. All right, well, look, I hear you loud and clear. You come back in here tomorrow, and we'll talk about it a little more. I want to get Norma Jean in Capitola on KSCO here.
Hi, it's Norma Jean.
Sure.
Okay, well, this is on Rush Limbaugh and you, actually. Anyway, Russ is guilty of two transgressions, calling the woman in question a prostitute because she spoke about the need for birth control, as men are now getting. I mean, that's just plain stupid, because prostitutes, they don't have many babies. The young, stupid girls have babies. And I know this, because working with a lot of many young girls and having it in my family, all the young, stupid girls get pregnant because
That is a good logical point, isn't it? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it is, because they're in love. But the other transgression he's guilty of is the same as what you're doing, is that you insult and put down your guests.
You mean when I ask you to tell the truth, you're insulted?
No, I'm not insulted when you ask me to tell the truth.
The only one you heard me put down was a first-class imbecile that tried to twist the truth. Now, come on, are you his wife or his mother?
No. Listen, I'm a bright young lady. I'm a grandma, great grandma. I've had 17 kids that I raised. I know a hell of a lot about life. And you just are so insulting at people. And I want to tell you that I don't boycott the station, but I do turn you off. I turn you off on Sunday nights because, boy. And I go to the other station to listen.
When's the last time you heard me on a Sunday night?
I don't know. They're broadcasting you on maybe it's Saturday night or Sunday night, but I don't know.
Turned me off on Sunday night. Why were you listening?
Why was I listening? Because I like the station, but I don't like the way the insults and the put down you do. Because all you're trying to do is what you're doing the same as him is you're trying to get famous on the insults of other people, and that's bad. I think that's totally bad. Okay, I have some other points.
Wait just a second. No,
okay,
you make some good points. You make some good points.
Yes,
I'm just saying, what's this trying to get famous? Whoever said I was famous?
You're not. You think you are. You're trying to get famous. You're trying to be the best talk show host, but you're not because you're a damn ass.
That's very. That's very. That's so many
that's.
Very accurate, very accurate.
Now, I know, I know.
Give us just a little bit. Give us a little snippet here of how smart you are and how famous you are, would you?
Well, I'm Norma Jean, after all. I mean, I was named after Marilyn, except she's only a few years older than me, and I actually meditated to Marilyn, and she told me it was not an accident. I mean, it was an accident. She didn't say it was an accident. I'm sorry, I backtracked. You're getting me too excited. What Marilyn told me in my psychic experience is that it was not suicide. So the rest she's leaving up to us, and maybe on her birthday when she up here and Chaminade's having that big thing, maybe she'll come and talk to me again. But let's see, what else do I have
you
to
know,
say?
You know, I knew you would tell folks who you are.
Yes.
If I just let you go, if I just
yeah,
let,
I'm
if
Norma
I
Jean.
Just
well,
if
I'm
I,
an amateur psychic.
If
I don't
just,
charge.
If I just lit the wick on your candle, you would just flare all over the place.
You did a beautiful job. I love all those guys. Now, be sure to
turn me off this Sunday night when you just can't stand it anymore, okay?
Don't worry,
I'll just turn you off.
Why do they think you should replace
pull
the
plug and say, ouch, and get away from that radio.
I do, but I don't want to tell.
Bye-bye there, okay. Man, I'm glad she's married to somebody else. All right, hey, I'll be back tomorrow and Wednesday here, noon to 2. This is KSCO 1080 on the AM dial, and it's getting more and more fun all the time.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. Arizona's John McCain took the Senate floor this afternoon to call for airstrikes on Syria.
The United States should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria, especially in the north, through airstrikes on Assad's forces.
McCain says only giving military assistance to opposition groups at this point is not enough to stop the slaughter of Syrian residents. CNN's Barbara Starr is following these latest developments from the Pentagon.
Make no mistake, you are talking about sending U.S. pilots into a very heavy threat environment, very risky business. No indication here at the Pentagon they want to see it happen.
At the White House, a summit meeting today between President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The leaders said the nations stand together in trying to stop Iran's move to get a nuclear weapon. President Obama reiterated that a military intervention is still on the table.
I reserve all options, and my policy here is not going to be one of containment. My policy is prevention of Iran obtaining nuclear weapons.
We're coming up fast on Super Tuesday with races in 10 states and more than 400 delegates up for grabs. GOP contender Mitt Romney was in the battleground state of Ohio today. He told a crowd in Youngstown that he's ready to take on President Obama over their health care plans, his for Massachusetts as governor and the president's for the nation.
I can't wait to have this debate because I can say I care about people, you care about people. The way I cared about people worked. The way you care about people, Mr. President, did not work. That's why we're going to get rid of it and return to the 10th Amendment where states create their own plans.
Former New York Mets baseball star Lenny Dykstra will get 3 years in prison. His no-contest plea last October was to 3 counts of grand theft auto and filing a false financial statement. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Have you noticed that food just doesn't taste good anymore? Why is that? If you eat food, you'll want to know this. Our fruits, grains, and vegetables contain less and less nutrition every year. Chances are even your organic plants don't have anywhere near the 70-plus minerals that make a plant healthy and delicious. Listen up, home gardeners, farmers, growers, and lovers of good food. This is Andy Anderson telling you that you can go beyond organic. Perk up your plants and revitalize your fields with Bloomin' Minerals from Youngevity. This marvelous soil conditioner will remineralize your soil with up to 76 organically bound earth elements. That means healthier and better looking crops that resist bugs, mold, cold, and other nasties that can wipe you out. Commercial farmers are reporting faster growth, more yield, and higher brick scores. That means better tasting food for you and me. Get Bloomin' Minerals in powder and liquid form, from a spray bottle for houseplants to 55 gallon drums for professional growers. Call us now to order toll free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need.
Alex is right. Check it out for yourself. Go to KSCOteam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine complete multivitamin mineral liquid complex dietary supplement. KSCOteam.com. That's KSCOteam.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It is Monday, March 5th, 2012. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with traffic out in the Hollister-Gilroy area, Highway 152 just east of Dinosaur Point Road. A car fire reported again about an hour ago. Looks like they have a tow truck on scene there. It looks like the car is pretty melted onto the roadway, so that might take a while to clean up. Again, that's Highway 152 near Dinosaur Point Road. Over on the other side of the hill, we'll start off in San Jose. Again, the number to call in with your traffic tips is 475-1080. Northbound 880 near Bascom Avenue, a traffic hazard reported at 154. Looks like we have a pickup blocking the right lane out there. Your KSEO weather forecast for tonight is for a 30% chance of rain with overnight lows around 45 degrees. 50% chance of rain for tomorrow with daytime highs around 60 degrees.